relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
It's one of those days when you go to your wife, wow, 50 Cent endorsed the president. And she goes, what's a 50 Cent? I'm Sebastian Gorka, member of the President's National Security Education Board. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. We just did a live stream, the likes of which we've never done before. A whole hour with Steve Bannon, former chief strategist to the president, the man who took Donald Trump, the candidate, from 16 points behind Hillary Clinton to victory in 2016. And we spoke about Hunter Biden's laptop. We didn't advertise it. We had one tweet. We're going live now with Steve Bannon for an hour. We've already had 100,000 views for that video today. And we're going to unpack all of it for the next hour with the people who you want next to you in the trenches. When you are fighting the scum of the earth, you want Joe DeGeneva and Victoria Tansing. I maybe our most popular guests ever. We'll wait till the president comes on. Then they'll give the president a run for his money. Victoria, Joe, welcome back to America First.
Great to be with you.
And have to plug this. Now you have an hour-long slot on Newsmax Mondays, 11 o'clock?
11 to noon.
Fabulous. I love being on Grant Stinchfield's show every Monday night. Sean Spices. Now these two have their own platform there. Check them out Monday, 11 to 12. Okay, where to begin? Let me just throw a softball in the air. That's not a cricket term, I don't think. This scandal is no longer Hunter Biden scandal. Discuss.
Oh, it's Daddy.
The big man.
The big daddy.
In the emails.
Yeah, big Pop. Daddy.
Pops.
It's Pops. This is the scandal. This is a major kickback scandal involving bribery and corruption. It makes the Clinton Foundation look like amateur hour, because what they did was the Biden family monetized his senatorship and his vice presidency. What they did was they went to countries. They said they could give them access to the U.S. senator and to the vice president. They then got paid large sums of money, millions and millions of dollars, and then they gave Daddy, Senator Biden, Vice President Biden, up to 50% of the sums. which was apparently never reported on his income tax or financial disclosure. It was hidden because he got the benefit of that money through Hunter Biden. Crimes galore. Crimes galore. Money laundering. You name it.
What? Here's what bothers me.
Let me just... This is breaking news, and then yours, Victoria. So Matt Boyle, regular guest, Washington political editor for Breitbart.com, just sent me the latest story. It is a whole treasure trove of new emails from Hunter Biden and his associates. And here's the headline. It's exactly what you just said. Exclusive. Biden's defector's email. So this is somebody who worked with him who's defected. Reveal Hunter's associates viewed direct, quote, pipeline to the Obama administration as, quote, currency. This is what they were selling, correct?
Yes. And now let me just say what bothers me.
Yeah.
Really, really concerns me is that we've known this for over a year.
Yeah. For the timeline, the laptop was dropped off last April last year, 2019.
Right.
The shop owner takes possession of it legally in Delaware after 90 days. He finds out what's on it, tells the Senate Intelligence Committee, tells the FBI. FBI comes and picks it up. And then what should have happened, Victoria?
Well, the Attorney General should have been told about it, and we don't know. We haven't heard yet whether it went upstream.
So is it possible that this was kept inside Delaware?
It could very well be. We know Delaware well. Joe was raised there, and we had to represent somebody, the county executive from there, because no one would represent him when he was under criminal investigation because the corrupt U.S. attorney at the time, who's now a federal judge, unfortunately, Conley, threatened everybody that they could not represent him.
Here's the bottom line.
That's how corrupt Delaware is.
Talk to us about Delaware, Joe.
I was born and raised in Delaware. I knew Joe Biden. I know that state like the back of my hand. It's a small southern state. It's very insular. Everybody knows everybody's business. Gossip is truth. It's a nasty bunch of people. Everybody fears Biden and the Biden family. Everybody knows they're corrupt. Everybody knows they're grifters. But here's the thing. The U.S. attorney in Delaware, when this computer was turned over, is very close to the Biden family. His name is Ted Weiss.
So the federal attorney...
Dave Weiss.
No, it's David Ted Weiss.
Okay.
Delaware attorney.
U.S. attorney.
U.S. federal attorney is close to the Biden.
Yes. Appointed by Trump.
Yes. Yeah. Now, here's the thing.
Wow.
Here's the thing. If you get this laptop from Hunter Biden, and you know it's legitimate because they have the receipt, it's clearly his.
His signature. We have the document.
And the FBI assigns the child pornography best special agent in Delaware to it.
Wonder
now,
why.
What happened to that computer? Now, do you think, remember, Bill Barr is attorney general. Do you think Bill Barr, knowing about it, let's just remember, I'm assuming he knew,
yes.
doesn't report that to the attorneys for the president during impeachment? Now, here's the answer. Bill Barr never knew about that computer, never knew about it.
So I'm
telling you that the U.S. attorney in Delaware, in my opinion, never reported that to Maine Justice.
So you still trust Barr. We're 14 days
Absolutely.
Away from the election. We don't have any indictments when it comes to the Russia hoax. But you say if he knew about it, he would have done something about it. For the last 2 days, we've been talking about Christopher Wray. Christopher Wray hit it, didn't do anything about it. Because if this laptop came out last year, there could be no impeachment because it was exculpatory. It would have proved to the world that the president was right, that the Bidens needed to be investigated. But you're saying perhaps all of it stayed in Delaware?
But yes, it evidently did. But Sebastian, we knew a lot. In fact, Rudy and I talked before Biden announced, saying what we knew about just what happened in Ukraine. How could he possibly run? When Rudy and I were starting the investigation into the people in Ukraine, we said he can't possibly with this. And this was the announcement by Biden that he had gotten Viktor Shokin fired. And Viktor Shokin was investigating not just Burisma, but George Soros NGO.
Oh,
and
you got me in trouble now, guys. Did you mention George Soros on a live radio
and
show?
And here's why we are no longer on Fox, because we've made a factual statement.
Newsmax
doesn't care, yeah. And so here's what happened. Here's how the game worked. Soros got his NGOs to start putting out bad stuff about Viktor Shokin. Media Matters has done about Joe and me. We know the game. We've been the target of it. And then that arrange the circumstance for Biden to say, oh, he's corrupt.
Right.
No, he wasn't corrupt.
And to say, I'm withholding $1 billion worth of U.S. loan credits unless you fire him.
My quid point pro being, quo. Sebastian, we've known this stuff about the Bidens.
That's why the computer.
But Ray could still be a bad guy.
That's why the laptop is so important. Crucial. And so powerful, because it proves conclusively that there was a pay-to-play scheme involving the Biden family for 40 years through the vice presidency and after. They were selling and they hid the money to him. And the power of this is that the money to the senator and the vice president was hidden. It was given to him indirectly. Hunter would buy houses for Biden. He would buy cars
He'd
for Biden.
He'd park the money.
This was all a money laundering scheme. And Biden knew about it. He says he never discussed business with his son. BS. They had an understanding. He knew exactly what was happening.
Let's play the audio.
I have never discussed with my son or my brother or anyone else anything having to do with their businesses, period.
Lie, lie, lie.
That's Joe Biden. We have just scratched the surface of what could be the scandal that brings down a man after 47 years in government service, who never achieved anything unless it was involving graft and corruption. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump, host of America First on the Salem Radio Network, in studio for the whole hour with Victoria Tonsing, Joe DiGenova. Follow them at Vic Tonsing, TOENSING. You don't want to miss a nanosecond of the next hour. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, stay on this channel.
It is Adam Schiff, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, who, as you pointed out on Friday, said that the intelligence community believes that Hunter Biden's laptop and the emails on it are part of some Russian disinformation campaign. Let me be clear. The intelligence community doesn't believe that because there's no intelligence that supports that. And we have shared no intelligence with Chairman Schiff or any other member of Congress that Hunter Biden's laptop is part of some Russian disinformation campaign. It's simply not true. And this is exactly what I said I would stop when I became the director of national intelligence. And that's people using the intelligence community to leverage some political narrative. And in this case, apparently Chairman Schiff wants anything against his preferred political candidate to be deemed as not real and is using the intelligence community or attempting to use the intelligence community to say there's nothing to see here.
Let's be very clear how important that statement was. That is the Federal Director of National Intelligence, DNI Ratcliffe, who is above all 17 official standalone intelligence agencies of the largest intelligence enterprise in the world, has stated unequivocally, there is zero, no intelligence to the effect that Russia is involved with the laptop of Hunter Biden as a disinformation campaign. At the same time, you have Adam Schiff, chairman of the Congressional Intelligence Committee, say the opposite. You have all over mainstream media individuals saying, "Ah, this is redolent. This sniffs of a Russian disinformation campaign." The most powerful intelligence official in America says, "I never briefed anybody to that effect because there is no intelligence. You are being lied to, my friends." I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We have Joe DiGenova and Victoria Tonsing, who want to talk desperately. But first, I need your support. There's an organization that fights for our rights. It's called the Alliance Defending Freedom. Whether you're a cake baker being forced to bake a cake for a homosexual couple and you don't believe that a man and a man can marry, as I subscribe to, they can't because that's not a marriage. Write it up, Media Matters, get typing. Or if you're a young girl competing in track and field and a man gets to compete against you because he says he's a woman, it's just wrong. And the Alliance Defending Freedom fights for these people for free, and they take it all the way to the Supreme Court. Please support them. Go to my website right now, sebgorka.com. Make a donation under the ADF banner or call them on 877-412-5888. They're fighting for all of us. That's 877-412-5888. Or just go to S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com. Click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner. Make a donation of $100. It's an investment in your freedom or whatever your best gift might be. Thank you in advance. Okay, who's first? Hands, hands were raised. Go. Victoria Tansing.
I have another job for John Ratcliffe, who I think did an excellent presentation.
That
it was
statement.
Very clear, very clear, precise. And here's the one. The Washington Post did a hit job on Rudy Giuliani on the in the paper on, you know, front leading in on the front page, alleging that the intelligence community went to the White House a year ago, 1 year ago, and said that Russian assets were targeting Rudy Giuliani. Now, you're telling me that they did not go to the president's lawyer to warn him and give
him defensive briefing.
No
defensive briefing.
What an unsophisticated writing
Brennan
by the Washington
is the
Post.
But Brennan leaked that. It's a lie.
Or Bolton. But I mean, Rudy has said, no one gave me a defensive briefing.
Well,
I want Ratcliffe to fix that one.
Just as the Trump campaign wasn't provided a defensive briefing on the alleged attempt by Russian agents to penetrate it. Joe.
This is an abomination. This is all Brennan leaking stuff to the Washington Post. There's no question about it. So it just has to be dealt with. And Ratcliffe has to continue to go through
this.
It's
a former White House official, so Bolton had to be involved.
No, it could be Bolton. It could be Ratcliffe. I mean, it could be Brennan. It could, you know, there's all kinds of... It could be, the you know, Charamella.
Eric, the man whose name we're not allowed to say.
Yeah.
Eric
Charamella. The bottom line is, it's clearly a setup. This thing about Rudy being attacked by Russian assets.
And let's remember, this is America's mayor. This is the man who stood tall after 9/11, and now he is being smeared, just as anybody
who talks the truth is smeared. This is such a joke because the laptop speaks for itself. Hunter Biden's laptop is not a Russian asset. It's a Chinese asset. It's what China was going to use to extort things from a possible presidency of Joe
Biden.
And then
there was another flank.
It's just hard to get a word in edgewise. But it's okay. It's also the reaction of the Biden team.
They didn't deny it.
They didn't deny it's his laptop.
And they sent a letter demanding the laptop back. So what is this crap in the media? It's including Fox. Well, we're not sure here at Fox. We've done our best to verify the legitimacy.
Alleged,
what do they want at
the
Fox?
The alleged hard drive.
It may think it's a plot
point. But here's what the Biden people did. They went out and got their hacks who have been in the intelligence community, like that whore, Michael Hayden, and Mike Morrell, and a former aide to Brennan, to write a letter and say, boy, it sounds like a Russian.
Can you
plot
imagine?
To me.
Can I just be clear here, as a former military intelligence professional, because I did spend several years in the British Army Reserves in an MI unit, okay, 22nd Company Intelligence Security Group. It's in my bio. I'm fully open about it. There is no such thing as smacks of, smells like. If you're an intelligence professional, you don't smell things. You do an analysis of tradecraft.
Exactly.
You do an analysis of patterns of behavior, life signals. You don't talk about redolent of. You do a professional threat assessment. And you're right. I'm so glad you said it. Michael Hayden is a prostitute.
Oh, he's
a
whore.
Whore.
He's a total whore.
Oh, right.
He's outrageous. But this is the thing. This is clear cut as it gets. This computer contains information that would allow for the blackmailing of the vice president, a future president, by blackmailing his family, getting favors from the Chinese.
But they already did.
The Chinese know everything that is on that laptop.
Let me just in case you don't know the backstory, because why would you? Because Twitter censored it. Not only the first story about the laptop from the oldest newspaper in America, founded by Alexander Hamilton in 1801, originally as the New York Evening Post. The second story, the URL, the link was banned to be retweeted. In that story that I have in front of me, here are the emails to and from Hunter Biden involving a Chinese energy company. Subject line, expectations. phrases from Hunter Biden. It would be interesting for, quote, me and my family. Uses of the phrase remuneration packages from the CEFC China Energy Company, and then a division of equity shares in a joint company in which, quote, the big guy would get 10% of it parked off for his enjoyment and use later when he left the White House. Who is the big guy, Joe?
Joe Biden. The Vice President of the United States. And this entire scheme, by the way, because tens of millions of dollars went to the Biden family, and there are financial records at the Treasury Department and at major American and European financial institutions which reveal this money, and it is reflected in that computer.
You're doing it again, guys. You're getting me agitated.
But it's okay. This is good.
It's in the interests of America. That's why we are here. Don't you dare touch that dial. We're talking to Joe DiGenova, Victoria Tun Singh. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Subscribe on our YouTube channel. Hit the notifications bell twice, and you won't miss a thing. Stay tuned. FDNY firefighter Stephen Silver gave his life while saving others on 9/11, and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. I'm asking you to support this cause that's committed to honoring our nation's heroes and ensuring people never forget 9/11. Help Tunnel to Towers to do good. Donate $11 a month at tunnel2towers.org. That's tunnel2towers.org. Thank you.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Job Creators Network.
Much. We go right to Kristen Welker. Kristen, go ahead.
Okay. And I'm going to ask you about Flint.
Kristen, go ahead. You're live. Kristen Welker in the spin room. I believe she has the Clinton Communications Director with her. Go ahead, Kristen.
Okay, thank you. I think this is the last question.
We played it yesterday, but we're playing it again. Why? Because this is the swamp. This is the group of people trying to cover up Hunter Biden's laptop. Kristen Welker, who's supposed to be moderating the second and final presidential debate 4 years ago, not realizing her mic was hot and the camera was hot. She didn't unmute it like Jeffrey Toubout was trying to do. And she said to the chairman, the campaign director, the communications director for Hillary Clinton 4 years ago, "Oh, and by the way, I'm going to ask you about Flynn during the debate." Oh, sorry, I'm on air. This is the woman. Talk to us about all of these issues and how they impact the next debate.
The president of the United States should not appear at the next debate unless this woman is removed as the moderator. Here's what the commission should do to save itself. They should demand immediately that she reactivate her Twitter account, Kristen Welker.
Which she shut down.
She deactivated it so no one could see. And the reason she did that is, I am told by people who know, who are not friendly to her, that her Twitter account contains massive anti-Trump tweets that she does not want the commission to see. The commission has a duty now, after the Steve Scully incident, to demand that she reactivate that account, and they must look at all her tweets and make them public.
You think they would have done that before they chose her?
This is outrageous.
As part of your vetting?
So, Victoria, should he debate? Should he demand that? How about the fact that they've banned foreign policy from the debate? And there will be a mute button, unlike Jeffrey Toobin, there will be a mute button for the moderator to use against the president.
Well, I'm torn. I usually agree with Joe with everything, but I want a scenario where people see how incompetent Joe Biden is.
And so you want them to be there, but not with this woman as a moderator.
I think they need to do something really right away. And How did they not look at what she had tweeted and said? It's just choosing a judge without reading justice.
Just imagine this. After the Steve Scully incident, she deactivates her Twitter account.
Oh,
now, why the hell do you think she did that? Right.
Because it was only after, or
only
did
after.
She do it when
it
she was
after.
Chosen?
It was after. It was just a few days ago.
Absolutely disgraceful. Right. The commission should demand that she reactivate it and give them all the tweets.
Okay, here's the political question. Whatever happens, if the debate goes forward, how does he raise the issue of the laptop?
You know what?
He just does.
There's tons of ways you can do it, but here's the problem. She can say, that's not part of the debate. Then what is he going to do? Get in a fight with her? And then everybody's going to say, he's too aggressive. He never should have done that. He should not show up at this debate with this woman.
And
this is outrageous. We know exactly what she's going to do. She's going to cut him off. She's going to try to embarrass him. She's going to say, that's not part of the debate.
When does Biden ever get asked about the laptop?
He won't.
It's not on her list. It's not on her list. This is outrageous. The commission is an abomination. And the Republican Party should demand that she be removed.
I would have loved to negotiate.
Say it's a different moderator. Say it occurs. What is the angle of attack on this issue? What is the most? Because I think most Americans have no idea of the enormity. It's not just the money. Let me be clear here. As somebody who has a top secret clearance, to this day, because of my work in the White House, because of my new appointment for the National Security Board at the DOD, this is a national security threat, Joe.
It's a compromise.
Totally.
The vice president has been compromised. They can blackmail. Of course, now it's all public. But what they could have done with his family. Remember, everything that happens in the past, that's criminal activity, up to and including the time that the laptop is discovered and thereafter, because there are money laundering allegations that could have occurred. There are suspicious activity reports at the Treasury Department. This is an unbelievable.
Even
Farah. Explain, because Hunter Biden never registered
as a foreign agent, and he was representing foreign
interests.
And
Manafort's in prison for that.
I mean, this is disgusting. This is absolutely unacceptable.
Yeah, this is another angle that not only was he not registered under the Foreign Agents Act, that means you must, if you're working for foreign interests, register yourself with the federal government. On top of that, he wasn't representing Luxembourg. He wasn't representing Vanuatu. He was representing the largest communist dictatorship in the world. We are talking to Victoria Tunsing, Joe DiGenova. Follow them at Vic Tunsing on Twitter, TOENSING, Victoria Tunsing and Joe DiGenova. But now we're going to talk about SEB pills. Have you taken your SEB pills today? What is a SEB pill, Victoria?
Because I take them and I love them and I call them SEB pills.
She's talking about Relief Factor. I introduce her to Relief Factor. She swears by them, as do I. Tens of thousands of Americans are taking Relief Factor. Why? Because if you have pain that is caused by inflammation, this product targets the inflammation. Synthetic painkillers target your pain senses, your capacity to feel pain, but does nothing about the cause of the pain. If you want to find out if it works for you like it works for Victoria and I, please go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, just like Victoria and I do, you will know by the end of those 3 weeks if it works for you like it works for thousands of your fellow Americans, Victoria and myself. Call them on 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. You've waited long enough. You deserve to know. It's like the president says at all his rallies. What have you got to lose? Nothing except your pain. Do it now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
That's what you do when you're in the Oval Office and you've got your phone to record a little liner from the president. Doesn't everybody do that? We are back. I'm Sebastian Gorka. 14 days until the election. Did you know that voting has already started in numerous states? Arizona, Michigan, Minnesota, Ohio. 29 million Americans have already voted. The left is organized. The last election was decided not by millions of votes, but by thousands of votes. We have to out-organize those that hate this, the greatest nation on God's earth. How do we do that? Get all the information you need at your fingertips and that get people registered and get them to the polling stations. Where can you get that? You go to keepamericaamerica.com. Already 450,000 of you have gone to that website, gotten the toolkit you need to help the president win. I want that number to be a million or more. Do it today. Make the commitment to take others to the polling station. Do a little, do a lot. Just do your part. It's keepamericaamerica.com. Please go today. KeepAmericaAmerica.com now. We are back with Victoria Tansing and Victoria Tansing and Joe DeGeno. I was going to transpose your name, so that would have been a little bit. No, stop it. Behave. Concentrate. With so much, you like fine Italian food. One of my favorite meals is osso buco.
Oh, veal shanks.
I mentioned that veal because shanks. I love to suck the marrow out of my osso buco.
He gives it to me because he can't take it.
All right. Well, I feel like I'm eating a fine plate of osso buco, and I want to suck the marrow out of this because we only have an hour, so we're going to move. Well, everything's connected, but we're going to talk about what Steve Bannon called today on our exclusive Check It Out YouTube, an hour long with Steve on the laptop. He called the glorious ACB, Amy Coney Barrett. Yes. Let's talk about this big debate that most people don't know the terms of, the taxonomy. Let's start with you, Victoria. What is originalism and textualists?
Only those of us who are geeks and great followers of Nino Scalia are well familiar with these terms. Originalism refers to interpreting the Supreme Court. Just the Supreme Court. What did the writers of the Constitution really mean when they wrote the document?
Not what we think it should mean now.
And here's a case what everybody's familiar with where originalism lost.
The meaning then is the meaning now.
Oh. Yes.
And always will be.
And always will.
Unless there's an amendment.
That's right.
That's correct. Or statutes, not contradictory.
Right.
Roe v. Wade. Blackmun looked into the Constitution, said, oh, my gosh, I find a right to abortion here. Of course, it's not mentioned at all. He called it a penumbra, which means a shadow with some peripheral right. And the originalists would have said, go to Congress and your state legislatures and get that permission to have abortion passed, which is what Ruth Bader Ginsburg said then. Years later, as she talked about Roe v. Wade, she said, we should have waited. We should have let it.
Because it was just bad law. It was bad law.
Yeah.
Penumbras
here and there. It was created out of whole cloth. Right. There was no right to abortion in the Constitution.
But he said
he found it in the First Amendment and the Fifth Amendment and the Fourth Amendment. That's where he found it. No one had ever seen it before. But Harry Blackmun from Minnesota found it.
Yeah, and I want to know what he was smoking when he found abortion in the Constitution. Joe, how does this matter now, 14 days out, especially with Kennedy's recent decision?
Well, what it does is it means because Trump will now get three members of the Supreme Court
that he appointed.
If Biden becomes president, we know he's going to try and pack the court. He's going to increase the number of justices to at least 13 because that would give him a 7-6 majority on the court.
Why would you if that's what you believe you're going to do, if that's your commitment? Why wouldn't you answer the question as to whether you're going to pack the court?
I don't know. I'm very confused, Seb, because you said people are starting to vote. And
yeah.
Biden said when people were going to
they
should know before we start to vote. But so very confusing.
Joe, what's the motivation?
The motivation is he doesn't want to make a commitment because he doesn't want to tell people what he's really going to do because he's afraid he will scare away independents.
But if there's a Democratic Senate and a Democratic House and they vote to pack the court, Joe Biden will sign that document.
Give us, because you are the experts. You've worked at DOJ. You've worked intelligence on Capitol Hill. What is the process for packing the court?
It's very simple. The Constitution does not give a number for the number of justices.
So who has to decide?
It's done by statute. Congress.
That's horrific.
All you need is a majority in the Senate and a majority in the House.
And they can go from 9 to 13.
Because the number has changed over the years.
To 35, to 50.
It has. Since about 1870, it's been 9.
Right. But before then, it's been less and more.
Well, it's been
6 and 10.
10. Right. Down. It was even an even number at one time. Who thought of that?
If they have both houses, they could pack it
in a New York minute. But then what happens is, okay, so they get 13. Then the Republicans win again later,
and they say, let's add
another 5.
And then it's not a Supreme Court; it's just another legislative body.
Someone called it the Senate. It looks like the Senate in Star Wars.
Here's what's going to happen. This will become the abortion issue of our time. What's going to happen is when they decide they're going to – if they take the presidency – because if Trump is elected and he loses the Senate, he'll try to pack the court, but he will veto it.
Right.
And they'll never have a supermajority to overcome the veto. What's going to happen is just the way abortion was wrong, and the American people knew it, which is why it has remained a political issue since 1977. Or whenever it was, 74, whenever.
73, January. 73. I was in law school.
Bottom line is this. This will become the Roe v. Wade issue. There will be blood in the streets over this because they think this is a no-brainer that the American people are going to go along with it's just a little piece of legislation. We're just going to add 4 more justices that are all liberal Democrats. There will be a civil war over this.
And
there should be.
And there should be. God forbid. I'm really shocked that there's no safety on this. There's no safety.
There has
valve.
Been for almost 200 years. There has been two-party system working it out. Everybody believing in the system. The Democrats do not believe in our system anymore. They want to overthrow it. This is Hungary. This is Czechoslovakia. This is like Eastern Europe when the Russians rolled in the tanks.
When FDR tried to pack the court.
The Democrats said,
oh, you can't do that.
The Democrats stopped him.
But that's when Democrats cared about the country.
Not anymore.
Those Democrats don't exist.
Stay tuned. Let's give out. We're going to take some calls in the next hour, but so many people want to hear what we have to learn from these two. The number here is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. But don't call us on a cell phone from one of the big cell phone companies. Why? Because if you do, you're making money for the crazies who want to dismantle this nation. Every time you pay your phone bill to one of the big cell phone companies, at the end of the month, they take a portion of that bill and they give it to things like, Planned Parenthood. They even donate to Democrat candidates, to gun control organizations. Why would you fund your enemies? Go with the only Christian conservative cell phone company rated number 1 in customer service in America. It's Patriot Mobile. Call them 972-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/GORKA. If you do it now until November 7th, you'll get a free Samsung A11 phone with a 2-year contract or $45 off any phone in stock or a free month of service. This is the company that's on your side. They believe in the Second Amendment. They believe in the First Amendment. They're pro-life, and they support those causes. So you can keep your old number. It's super easy to transfer. PatriotMobile.com/GORKA, 972-PATRIOTS.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Alliance Defending Freedom.
What a day. An hour with Steve Bannon, an hour with Joe and Victoria that has just flown by. I'm going to need a good night's sleep, but it's okay because I've got my pillow from Mike Lindell. How smooth was that? Get up to 50% off if you use my name, mypillow.com, promo code GORKA. He's only sold 51 million pillows. The president uses them. Our whole team uses them. So should you. MyPillow.com, promo code GORKA. Okay, horror story scenario. If there is no 270 electoral college mandate on the night or the morning after the election, what happens legally to our nation, guys?
Litigation and more litigation. Basically, 2,000 redux, but with
across the nation
because of the mail-in votes and whether or not they've been certified,
validation,
et cetera. The polling by Trafalgar has the president in the high 270s or the low 280s with a victory right now. He says right now he's going to win. It may not be as big in terms of electoral votes, which was 304, I believe, in 2016.
Now, your legal genius is, if it goes to the courts, Victoria, who's got the better team? Who's going to fight the hardest?
Well, both have been excellent. I mean, Bush versus Gore, they were just excellent. They just didn't have the facts. I said to Nino Scalia about Bush v. Gore, I said, you decided the case because you knew how, if it worked out, it would have taken 60 more days.
Right.
But Bush was going to be the winner. And I said, you wanted to put people out of their misery. And he said, yes.
Sure.
The bottom line is Amy Coney Barrett on the court is going to give us a responsible majority for making sure that the counts are constitutional.
So finally, we'll have that guarantee.
And she doesn't have to recuse herself because Ruth Bader Ginsburg didn't recuse herself, and she had been appointed by Clinton and Gore.
That's one of the many reasons her appointment is so vitally important.
Are you feeling good about the vote on my birthday this week?
We are. Happy birthday, by the way.
We were going to wish you happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday. You're all Librans, best people. So you feel good about Thursday's vote?
You mean for her?
For her?
Oh my God! It's over. She's going to be voted out.
Not worried about the rhino. Going to be rhinos.
Confirmed.
Don't worry.
No. Listen, Romney announced he's going to vote for it.
Isn't that stunning?
What's left?
Pierre Delecto.
Susan Collins should be ashamed.
Yes.
And she's having trouble. She won't let gays campaign for her in Maine.
She told the log cabin Republicans not to come up and campaign for her.
What a homophobe. That's awful.
It's stupid.
I'm going to tell Rick Grenell.
It's politically
Grinnell.
Stupid.
No, Rick Grenell told us.
Rick Grenell was the guy.
Well, of course he did. What a great guy. Listen, follow these people. They are true patriots. Of Twitter, it's Vic Toensing, VicToensing. And the great Newsmax. We love Newsmax. They have their new platform there every Monday. Don't miss it. 11 to noon. Time for some relief factor. We will be back with the one and only Lord Conrad Black, Lee Zeldin, congressman from New York One. The great Superman's going to be on the show. Dean Cain is going to be with us. And your calls, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. And let's play a clip, guys, of our exclusive Bannon interview. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.